Time now for the latest world sports from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, we have the latest on Djokovic against Nadal in the men's singles final at the US Open Tennis. Asamoah Gyan outlines the reasons for swapping the northeast of England for the United Arab Emirates and news of a dramatic win for Russia at Eurobasket to come. But we start with tennis and the men's singles final at the US Open with the world number one Novak Djokovic battling the reigning champion Rafael Nadal. It's a repeat of last year's final, and let's cross live to Flushing Meadows and get the latest from reporter Philip Studd.
Well, the intensity of this match and the power and quality of the shot making has been breathtaking, and the defending champion is trying desperately to hold on to the coattails of an almost machine-like Djokovic who came from a breakdown in both sets 1 and 2 to win them with a total of 6 breaks of the Nadal serve. Djokovic has won all 5 of their meetings this year on 3 different surfaces, including, of course, the Wimbledon final. He seems to have a distinct mental edge over the usually bulletproof Nadal, who's been making errors he wouldn't normally make against any other opponent. Nadal lost 6 straight games from 2 love up in the opening set, was 2 love up again in the second, then trailed 4-2, broke back for 4-all, only to lose that shaky serve yet again as the world number one moved within a set of his 3rd Grand Slam title this year and his 64th win in 66 matches. They exchanged breaks again at the start of set 3, and Djokovic has just broken Nadal once more. That's 8 times now the Spaniard's service has been broken, and Djokovic, after well over 2.5 hours on court, leads by 2 sets and 3-2 with a break in the third.
Thanks very much, Philip Studd reporting from New York. Well, earlier it was announced that Serena Williams had been fined $2,000 by the US Open for abusing the umpire during the women's final on Sunday. A statement issued by the US Tennis Association said the fine is consistent with similar offences at Grand Slam events. Williams, who earned $1.4 million at the tournament, was cited by the umpire for a code violation for verbal abuse during her 6-2-6-3 loss to Sam Stosur. To football now here on the BBC World Service, and the Ghanaian striker Asamoah Gyan has been setting out his reasons for leaving Sunderland to play in the United Arab Emirates. The 25-year-old has joined the little-known club Al Ain on loan from the rest of the season, a decision which the Sunderland chairman Niall Quinn has described as baffling. Here's what Gyan had to say at a Sunderland chairman Niall Quinn has described as baffling. Here's what Gyan had to say at a news conference.
I listened to my family. I didn't do this decision just by my own. You know, I had to sit down, assess things, and then decide with my family. You know, because in this world, you need challenges. What matters is I'm here at Align to help Align to do well in the championship and everything.
Now, Quinn has issued a statement outlining the reasons behind the club's decision to allow Gyan to leave. They include the player's negative demeanour, losing him to the Africa Cup of Nations next year for up to 6 weeks, and the financial benefits to the club of sending him out on loan. The Arsenal midfielder Aaron Ramsey has been ruled out of their Champions League group match away to Borussia Dortmund on Tuesday. Manager Arsene Wenger revealed that the Wales international limped out of training on Monday morning with an ankle injury ahead of Arsenal's flight to Germany.
Aaron Ramsey has been very influential in our team since the start of the season, but it is a good opportunity to show that we have now a big squad and that we can cope with it. We have, of course, three midfielders, August, Diaby, Wiltshire, and Ramsey, and it's many, but we still have, hopefully, a strong midfield tomorrow.
Chelsea also faced German opposition in the form of Bayer Leverkusen at Stamford Bridge. It's the first step for manager Andrea Villas-Boas on the long road to delivering the one trophy to have eluded Chelsea so far. The Portuguese is fully aware of the size of the challenge ahead.
Barcelona in the last couple of years added 3 more European trophies, but they had just one as well, as a top European club that they are. So again, I reiterate that our time will eventually come, and we just have to focus every season on making it one of our objectives, which it is and has been for the past seasons. So that's our focus.
Villas-Boas also confirmed that the club will look in detail at an interview given to Spanish media by Fernando Torres, in which he's quoted as saying that Chelsea's older players are very slow and that his new teammate Juan Mata is a necessary signing. Torres claims the interview was inaccurately translated. Villas-Boas is happy for his players to have their own opinions.
They have different views on different things. It's nothing abnormal in that situation. Maybe we just have to speak about that situation and call some awareness to the fact that it's not just like that way that he's seeing. He has to see our view or our way as well. And my way and my view as well, again, is that it's competence levels that we are speaking about, and I think we are pretty competent.
AC Milan's Swedish striker Zlatan Ibrahimovic damaged a muscle in training on Monday and won't be fit to face his former club Barcelona in Tuesday's Champions League Group H game. He joined Milan at the end of the 2009 and 2010 season after a row with Barca coach Pep Guardiola. There was one match in the English Premier League on Monday. It ended goalless between Queen's Park Rangers and Newcastle United. That point moves Newcastle up to fourth in the table. Now on the final day of group games at Eurobasket, there was another dramatic win for Russia, but Finland's dreams of reaching the quarterfinal was ended. The BBC's Chris Mitchell reports from Lithuania.
The group stages ended on a real high with Sergei Monya hitting a buzzer-beating three-point shot that leaves Russia at the top of their group. A two-point game illustrative of how neither side wanted to meet Lithuania in the knockout phase, but that is what Macedonia will have to do. Despite 16 points from Bo McCaleb and 15 from Pero Antic plus 10 rebounds, they just couldn't outmuscle the Russians underneath the boards. Russia will have to face Serbia in the knockout phases. Greece, meanwhile, who beat Georgia, will play France. And Finland's dream run in this competition finally came to an end. They were beaten by Slovenia. Slovenia now have to face Spain, the defending champions, in the first quarter final.
To athletics, and the triple Olympic champion Usain Bolt will take part in the 100 metres at an international meeting in Zagreb on Tuesday, his first since being disqualified for false starting in the same event at the World Championships in Daegu. The Jamaican says he sees the race in Zagreb as a chance to make up for the disappointment of losing the world title in Korea. Mo Farah will make his first appearance since becoming the world 5,000 metres champion at the Great North City Games in England on Saturday. He'll race over 2 miles on the road. Now cricket, and the second test between Sri Lanka and Australia ended in a draw after rain meant more than a session was lost on the final day. Sri Lanka reached 317 for 6 when the wet weather interrupted play during the second session. That was a lead Australia of 80 runs in their second innings with 4 wickets in hand, but no further play was possible. Our reporter Jim Maxwell was watching.
If there was a technical knockout or Duckworth-Lewis in test cricket, then Australia took the points. Only 35 overs were bowled as Sri Lanka stumbled to an 80-run lead at 6 for 317. Rain erased 134 overs from a match dominated by Australia from the first day, when Sri Lanka's batting fell over for 174. Ryan Harris was superb with the new ball throughout, picking up 2 more wickets today to give him 6 for the match. He pulled up with a stiff hamstring, and given his injury history, he may be rested for the third test. Whatever happens, a place will have to be found for Sean Marsh when Ricky Ponting returns.
The England batsman Alistair Cook and Jonathan Trott have been named respectively Test Player of the Year and the Player of the Year by the sports governing body, the ICC. But there is some disappointing news for England. Paceman Stuart Broad will be sidelined by a torn shoulder muscle until the end of October, ruling him out of the final one-day international against India and the return series against the world champions next month. He'll also miss 2 2020 matches against West Indies at the Oval on September the 23rd and the 25th. And Rugby World Cup organisers have backed the match officials who disallowed a disputed penalty in Wales' 17-16 defeat by South Africa. Wales were adamant that the 14th-minute kick was inside the post, but the assistant referees kept their flags down. Referee Wayne Barnes could have consulted the television match officials, but elected not to. Tournament organisers have said that the correct protocol was followed, and the IRB will not be making any further comment. Now, the only member of Russia's ice hockey team to survive a plane crash last week has died of his severe injuries. Alexander Galimov suffered burns to 90% of his body in the accident last Wednesday. And before we go, just a reminder of our top story. The world number one Novak Djokovic leads Rafael Nadal by 2 sets to love in the final of the men's singles at the US Open Tennis. Rafael Nadal leads the third set 4-3. And that's the latest.